Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Should I forgive them as many as 7 times?" Jesus said, "Not just 7 times, but rather as many as 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle accounts, they brought him a servant who owed him 10,000 bags of gold. Because the servant didn't have enough to pay him back, the master ordered that he should be sold along with his wife, his children, and everything he owned. And the proceeds should be used as a payment. But the servant fell down, kneeled before him, and said, 'Please be patient with me. I'll pay you back.' The master had compassion on the servant and released him and forgave the loan. When the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 coins. He grabbed him by the throat and said, 'Pay me back what I owe you.' Then his fellow servant fell down and begged him, 'Be patient with me. I'll pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he threw him into prison until he paid back his debt. When the fellow servants saw what happened, they were deeply offended. They came to tell their master what happened. His master called the first servant and said, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you. I forgave you all that debt because you appealed to me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you?' His master was furious and handed over the guard the responsibility of punishing prisoners until he had paid his whole debt. My heavenly Father will do the same to you if you don't forgive your brother or sister from the heart."
I hope you caught children's time today. I don't think I'm giving any secrets away when I say that it's not just for the kids. Today, as we talk about finding healing in relationships, children's time was a very important part of preparing for the service. Now, not only because Dwayne and Miss Jenny are a favorite part of worship for all of us, but because if I can't express a concept in the puppet script, I haven't done enough work to understand it myself. And forgiveness is tough. As we continue our series, Grant Us Healing, we arrive on the week where we look at how God grants us healing in relationships. And so we find ourselves sitting with Jesus and the disciples as Peter pipes up with a question: "How many times do I have to forgive?" What always gets me with this scripture is that I don't think Peter is worried about actually healing a relationship. When someone asks, "How many times do I have to do this?" about anything, what I hear is, "Do I have your permission to stop now?" I think Peter wanted to end a relationship, not heal it. Now, that's fair. Sometimes relationships do need to end. But Jesus doesn't let him off without pushing him to grow. Whether Peter works to heal the relationship or chooses to end it, the work of forgiveness must happen in his life. Jesus highlights this with a story of someone who might ask for forgiveness, but also not offer it to anyone else. The scripture story we heard is classic Jesus. Peter wants a simple answer. "Give me a number, Jesus." Jesus instead takes what they think they know and plays with it. Not just 7, but 77. I can just imagine someone in the crowd getting out like a little notebook and starting to count. Okay, that was 26 times, only 51 left to go. Where Jesus really drives this home is with the story, though. Why would you ask God to forgive you but not forgive others? Now, the God forgiving part, it is much easier to preach about God forgiving us. That is easy. I mean, God loves you. God will always forgive you. It just feels good to hear and to say, "Yay, we're forgiven." When we fall short of God's desire for love, acceptance, justice, and hope in life, God doesn't turn us away. You are forgiven. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. It is a happy and easy sermon to write, God forgiving us. And Jesus knows this. Jesus knows the disciples and all who are learning from him love the message of God's grace and compassion. Oh, they love it. So he hooks them with that, and then he pushes into the tough stuff. Why are you not forgiving others the way God has forgiven you? Thanks for asking, Jesus. Quick thought about that. Because we're not God. We're people. We are hurt, angry, frustrated people. And some of the things that happen in life are not easy to forgive. So thanks be to God and all, but I'm stuck. I can hear that conversation. And this is why, considering all of these things, I had to phone a friend to talk about children's time. Literally, I called colleagues until someone answered. Because when I tried to explain to a puppet what forgiveness is, none of the answers felt right. I pulled out an old puppet script from children's worship a few years ago, and in that one I had described forgiveness as still loving someone even when they make a mistake. Well, that's nice. Well, it works in a very narrow and privileged way. If the relationship is healthy, and if we understand love to be a theological idea and not having to stay in any kind of abusive relationship, it maybe works. I do not want to give answers to our children that are not deep, real answers. I don't want to give them the kind of thing where we say, oh, that's the kid's answer. It's really more complicated than that. Talking about forgiveness can cause harm if it's not done well. The concept of forgiveness has been used to control and gaslight survivors of abuse of all kinds in malicious ways. In fact, though we sang the verse today, anytime we sing that song, A Place at the Table, it has a verse that says, abuser abused with need to forgive. I skip that verse almost every time we sing the song, because without unpacking it in the sermon, it could be inferred that those who have been abused need to forgive their abusers and give them room at the table. You do not need to invite someone who hurts you to your table. God will hold a place for them. God's table has room, but only because God's love will never stop working on helping them in their lives. So what on earth does it mean for us to forgive? What is forgiveness really? I was spun out in overthinking. Trying to explain it simply wasn't working. And in my reflections and my conversation, I came back to the most basic relationship realization. You cannot change other people. You can only change yourself. I mean, how does forgiveness change the other person? Shocker, it doesn't. Forgiving someone doesn't change them. They have work to do to be changed. Restorative work includes apologizing, recognizing the harm that was done, and working to make things right. That is what will change them. That is what will change the situation that led to harm in the first place. You see, forgiving someone actually changes us. The person doing the forgiving is the one changed. Forgiveness is not letting what happened keep you from what will happen. To not let what happened keep you from happier feelings. Forgiveness is not getting stuck on that one thing. Forgiveness is letting go of the anger and letting other parts of life return to us. That's how I understand forgiveness right now. In a way, forgiveness is looking at the person who hurt us and saying, what you did will not hold power over me anymore. It's releasing that person to do their own work. It is releasing them to their work so we can do ours, our own work of healing. It's giving ourselves permission to be free of that pain. And if you consider our scripture, Jesus knows that forgiveness is not easy. We may need to forgive someone 77 times, or in other translations, 7 times 70. We may have to do it that many times. Not because they hurt us 77 times. It may take 77 tries for us to truly let go of what they did one time. Jesus wants us to continue the work of forgiveness so that we might find healing. To not let what has happened keep us from what will be. To not let someone else's actions have control over how we experience life and see ourselves. You know, the parable of forgiving others because we've been forgiven works here too. God forgives us because we are infinitely loved and the recipients of grace. God loves us as we are and is committed to working with us and within us to help us grow to life abundant. And to let someone else's actions keep us from what God is doing in our lives would be to hinder the work that God is enacting within us. When we forgive others and change ourselves, we are opening ourselves to more of God's work in our own lives. Forgiveness heals us not only from the wound that we're forgiving, but it heals us by creating more space to live in and more space to make use of God's grace and love. Forgiveness is tough. It is tough to talk about. It's even tougher to do. But forgiveness is our choice to free ourselves from the weight of other people's actions, that we might know the joy of life abundant. So whether you are on try number one to forgive, or try number 77 to forgive that one thing, may God grant you the healing that comes through forgiveness. Amen.